and another session wrap-up of the Open Science Barcamp. With me is Gabriela Marquia from ORCID and Christian Peach from the University of Bielefeld. Okay, guys, so we had a session on ORCID. Maybe a little bit of background of yourself, please.
Yes, so I'm Gabriela and I work as a community specialist in ORCID. I work with ORCID members to help them integrate with ORCID and also with the general wider community to engage them, inform them about what ORCID is and what they can do with ORCID.
I'm Christian from Bielefeld University Library, and I joined Gabriela in this session because we also created BASE, the Bielefeld Academic Search Engine, and we recently integrated ORCID claiming into BASE.
Mm-hmm. So what is actually ORCID?
ORCID is the open researcher and contributor identifier, and is a persistent identifier, and it helps connecting researchers with research.
And we saw a wide adoption of this in the recent years, right? There were a lot of identifiers before, but I think only ORCID really, well, could convince a lot of parties to join forces and come together. And this is the de facto standard meanwhile for this. So this is actually a great achievement, I would say, right? That we have this now, and this helps to, well, identify researchers, especially if you're name that is widely used, you might appreciate that you can be now addressed directly. So what is maybe the structure of your organization, and how are you operating?
Well, it's an open organization. We are based all over the world in many different continents, and we are people from many diverse backgrounds, nationalities, languages, cultures, and we serve the community. We spend a lot of time engaging with all the sectors to make sure we understand their needs and can help them solve their issues, especially the name ambiguity issue, of course. Mm-hmm.
We discussed in the session a lot of new developments and maybe also bumped into some questions that participants had. Maybe you can point to some of them here. So one was what are recent developments or future developments that are ahead now?
Yes, so in the session we discussed about peer review, which is a recent functionality added to ORCID. And member organizations can now assert peer review activities onto ORCID records. Of course, the researchers must grant permission. And new development is that member organizations will be able to assert facility use in ORCID records as well.
Mm-hmm. Christian, you had some new integrations into BASE. Maybe you can point to this a little bit or explain this slightly.
Well, when people get their ORCID ID, they also want to populate their ORCID profile. So people expect a publication list there. So one way to add your publication list or all of your publications is to use the ORCID.org website. And the other way is to use the BASE search engine. With whatever way you choose, you can use BASE. And if you choose ORCID.org, you just click Add Publications. You select from the list of search and link providers BASE, the search engine, and then you are directed to the BASE website and you can claim your publications. And then you can push them to ORCID, and so they are unambiguously attributed to yourself in BASE as well as in ORCID. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And we also discussed slightly that, or shortly, that ORCID is kind of a piece of infrastructure right now, and it's strengthening its position there. Also that it can be now used as a single login, right? Maybe you can elaborate this a little bit.
Yes, so with the ORCID API, organizations can offer single sign-on with ORCID, And that's something that's very easy to develop. We have a workflow for that on our website, on members.orki.org. There's a workflow, a guide to enable this functionality. And there's a lot of organizations, member and non-member organizations, allowing the researchers to log in with the ORCID ID.
We had some numbers. How many live accounts do you have now?
We have more than 4.5 million IDs.
Which is pretty good, but I think there's still room for improvement. So basically we can invite everybody getting an ORCID ID because it's really helpful and useful and removes a lot of friction. And I guess in future this will become even more useful and even more better and with more integration by different services. This is definitely a tool to use, and it's the default standard meanwhile. Anything to add? Any points that we missed that are worth mentioning?
We did a little bit of myth busting in this session. So for instance, it's not true that you can an ORCID for a group of people, only for single people. You should get an ORCID for yourself. That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. So there might be soon some other standards. You mentioned this for groups or for institutions, right? This is on the horizon, right?
There's an initiative, a working group for an organization identifier and many organizations in the community and discussing this. So if you have any question about this or any questions in general about ORCID, you can contact us at support@orcid.org, and we are always happy to hear from your initiatives and also questions, ideas, etc.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. And now we come to the final session or the final wrap up here. So thanks again for your time, and we got to run. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.